And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into Raven Radio, your community radio station, 52 degrees in downtown Sitka under partially cloudy skies. And joining me in the studio are two members of the Catalyst String Quartet. They're here with the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and you might have heard them yesterday at the cafe concert at the Dock Shack. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hi. Well, let's see. Carla Donahoe Perez, you're a violinist.
Yep, correct.
And Paul LaRaya, you're a violist.
Yep.
And tell me the other two members of your quartet, the names.
The other members are Carlos Rodriguez, he's the cellist, and Jessie Montgomery, she's the violinist.
So what did you folks play yesterday at the cafe concert, and how was it?
We played a string quartet written by Glenn Gould, Opus 1, and actually we started the concert with a little preview of what we're playing later today at the box lunch, the aria from the Goldberg Variations. And we actually finished yesterday with the aria as well. So sort of like the Goldberg Variations, but with the Gould as the main part of the program.
How was it? How was the experience yesterday?
It was great. It was really special. We had never done it that way before. And
like what way? What do you mean?
Well, we've never played the Bach arias and then substituted the actual Gould piece. This was actually the first time we performed Gould we recorded it a couple weeks ago for our album, but this is the first time we've performed it for a live audience, actually. And the audience took it, they really received it well. And
you sound a little surprised, were you?
Oh, it can be a hard work to digest. It took us a lot of score study and sort of getting into the crazy mind of the genius. There are a lot of things going on. There's a lot of counterpoint and density. It's a really sort of dark, mysterious work in that way. So a little bit of heavy music for a light cafe affair.
But it was well received.
Yeah, it really was. The audience was really engaged, and it was a really nice... I think that's a really nice thing to do, to bring music into sort of unexpected places. It's nice.
And make it so accessible, so people feel like they can actually, figuratively reach out and touch the musicians and therefore the music.
Yeah. I think that's really important, to break down that barrier between the stage and the audience and make them feel comfortable.
Well, you mentioned you're going to be playing Box Lunch this afternoon, then you have a concert tomorrow. We'll get back to those. First, I'd like to talk a bit about who the Catalyst String Quartet is. How did you come together? What's your viewpoint on music, and what makes you uniquely you?
We're going into our fourth season, and we were actually put together by the Sphinx Organization, which is an organization that promotes diversity in classical music, and they had a competition, they still have a competition for string players that we've all participated in and won prizes in and et cetera. And they wanted to start a quartet that would represent their organization, and that was us. And so we strive to bring music to everyone, to find diversity in music and in our audiences. We try to program things in a way that there's something for everyone. So that includes everything from, modern music to the big standards. And even actually sometimes we arrange songs. For example, this season we did some arrangements of Latin folk songs that some of us grew up with, and next season we're going to be taking popular American folk songs, and we're going to be arranging them for quartet as part of a folk song program that we have going on. So trying to do something that's a little different than what you might see at your typical string quartet concert.
And so you are trying to infuse some diversity into the classical music scene, and you also represent diversity yourself as musicians.
That's right.
Right.
Well, you just did an arrangement. We were talking about arranging your own pieces, and you just did one that's on your new CD. You just came out, or you just recorded your first CD. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Yeah, that's of the Goldberg variations. We, the four of us, in a collaborative effort, which was a lot of fun and sort of a lot of introspective in a way, because we were able to sort of give each other feedback on, we would bring in a variation each with our own view on how it should be arranged. And
and we arranged it all together. Basically, someone would come in with like the bone structure, and then we would kind of rearrange it and go through the whole editing process. So collectively, we arranged the Goldberg variations for string quartet, and it hasn't really been done in a four-voiced way before, four parts for quartet. So that's exciting. And then the other part of the CD is also Glenn Gould's string quartet.
So that was new for you, and it's new for the classical mm-hmm. music world, and it just sounds like a fascinating process. How do you think it impacted who you are as a quartet? Did it change any dynamics? How did it influence you, that whole experience?
It was really interesting because Jessie is our in-house composer, you could say. She's actually a composer, and she does a lot of really interesting work herself. But arranging is a very different thing, and we all had our own experiences of like just exploring new things. Like I would come into rehearsals all the time, and be like, "Hey, Carlos, can you play this?" Like ridiculous things on the cello that sometimes you think is possible, but you're actually writing it yourself, so you're not really sure. And you know, we really got to know sort of the textures and the capabilities of the quartet, and it was really, really informative. Yeah.
Now you all travel around the world performing. What kind of venues have you performed at?
We've played all over, in big concert halls like Carnegie Hall, and then we also do a lot of residencies at universities. So we'll play a concert on their series, and then we do master classes there. And we do a lot of educational work with public schools, and we've even done things like there was a concert at a wine shop warehouse type place in California that's a new venue, a new kind of mm-hmm. different concert experience. Yeah, things like that. So
museums,
yeah.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah. It seems like that's really in line with your vision, which is just to insert classical music into unexpected places.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, tell us a bit about the upcoming box lunch, which is at noon today at Centennial Hall. It's free. People can bring their lunch. It's open to children as well. Mm-hmm. What will you be performing?
We're going to play with Awadajan. He's going to play a Bach piano concerto, and we'll accompany him. And then we are going to play the Bach's Goldberg variations that we arranged. Yeah.
Looking forward to it?
Yes, very much so.
And some musicians are a little less comfortable in that sort of open venue where you could have a kid cry at any point and people are chewing. That kind of a situation. Are you up for it? Are you feeling like you're prepared?
Yeah, I think that's totally fine. I honestly feel like we've kind of gone too far in the direction of like, shh, you know. I think it's okay, and children should be exposed to the music too. And yeah.
And then tomorrow evening, 7:30 p.m. is the evening concert sponsored by Dove Island Lodge. That's at Centennial Hall as well. Mm-hmm. What will you be performing?
That is, we are going to play with Zuhl and Kirsten Doctor. We're going to play the Strauss's sextet from the Capriccio opera. And then we're going to play as a quartet. We're going to play the Brahms' first string quartet. Yeah.
So what's it like being part of a quartet? It seems like on many levels it must be a really intimate experience.
Yeah. Some say it's like being married to three other people. I'd like to say it's more like having siblings. You have a really, really close relationship with them. it's a really rewarding process. And we're lucky because we get along really well. There's some horror stories that out there of people who can't even see each other after rehearsals, but we know when to turn off rehearsal and just hang out.
What drew each of you to the Catalyst Quartet? What made you decide to go for this?
Paul? For me, I've played in serious quartets before that cared so much about the music that they sort of didn't care about each other and sort of threw each other under the bus for the sake of music and in the name of music. And with my other three members of the Catalyst Quartet, I feel like we really have this really nice rapport where we can sort of have both. We can treat each other really well, and music is a goal for all of us to attain. It's not a sort of it's not a selfish sort of four-part vision. It's we can say I respect you, and I concede that your idea is probably going to contribute to the greater good just as much as mine. And I felt that instantly when I read with these guys, and so I love that, and hopefully I'll play with them forever.
Carla?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be in a string quartet, honestly, since I kind of realized that I wanted to do music professionally. So when the opportunity sort of came my